This hour of the Overdrive podcast is brought to you by Felix. Embarrassed to talk about erectile dysfunction in person? Felix can connect you to a doctor online to assess ED and, if applicable, deliver treatment to your door. Visit felix.ca.
All right, here we go. Mailing in Friday off and running. TSN 1050 online, tsn1050.ca. Your home smart speaker and up on TSN 4. Brian Hayes, Yo Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan. How are we feeling on a Friday afternoon?
Good. Ready to rock.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Just absolutely fired up for the show today.
And I was watching something last night, praying for a tweet to go out because it was heading in that direction. And this, I'll tell you, this hill.
Taysom Hill.
It is something. What the hell was he doing?
He's a
loser. The hell was he doing?
He's not a quarterback is what he was doing. He was pretending to be a quarterback. This guy is Cam Newton last year in New England. He's Tim Tebow in Denver. Four picks last night, three in a row, and the pick six.
The three in a row was ridiculous.
Outrageous. And the pick six, you know, like Aikman said, he's like, you play your whole career coming off the edge just praying for a guy to drop one into your chest like that.
Aikman's the best when really crappy stuff is going on because he's just – he's kind of protects the players, but he just – he tells it how it is. It's like, man, this is bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And you're right, Noodles, because the backdoor cover was still alive. They down the field.
Exactly.
It's a backdoor beansy cover.
It was, and I was watching it, and I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to backdoor cover. And then this Hill decided, you know what, didn't like that spread whatsoever. I'm going to take things into my hands, and I'm just going to throw the game away.
Yeah.
Like, flat out, throw it away.
Absolutely. Go ahead, take it, run this into the end zone, and it's over. And Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints, they have now lost five in a row. Uncharted territory makes you realize the greatness of Drew Brees and the consistency that comes with a great quarterback. Like, if you have a great quarterback, which – Brees is, Brady, Rodgers, you know, there's a long list of them, is you're guaranteed to stop the bleeding at some point. Like, even Russell Wilson and the Seahawks will stop the bleeding at some point because Russell go off. Roethlisberger, I don't know if he's got it in him anymore, but I think he can stop the bleeding at some point and pick up a win. You go from Drew Brees to Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill now, you're toast, man, and that's exactly what happened last night. I didn't think Dallas was overly impressive at all. If I'm a Cowboy fan, I'm not walking away saying, we're back. We're chugging towards the playoffs now. I didn't think Dak looked good. Weird offensive play calling last night. But a win is a win is a win, and a cover is a cover is a cover. And that means Al's brother is back in the good books. Team Al Dog back on the winning trail. And the mystery pick.
Let's hear it.
Well, I think we have it. I believe we have it. All of our guys decided to take a day off today. Mullen's not here, and the grappler.
They literally mail it in.
Much deserved. Much deserved. But
yeah, they've worked hard, but it's still, you know. It's
yeah, so I don't know. I think JP's on the board, and I guess Al's brother's in there, and Joe from the Bridge is still doing things. I think we have it. We'll play it later on, okay? We will, because I want to make sure, I want to clarify that, make sure that we can play it. We've got the video, make sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted.
Oh, so it's like actually it's not just a piece of paper. It's a.
Like we got someone to shoot the video. Yeah, it's like a 7-10 second video saying who it is and what their pick was.
I love it. I'm very excited for it.
You got to wait on that. We'll get to it.
Why do we have to wait on it? I want to hear.
Okay, get my ear. I'm waiting for JP or someone back there to tell me if we have it.
You suck. You were wrong, and I made the right selection.
All right, so we have it. Finally, I got an answer here. Do you want to play it? All right, let's play, because I have no idea who the person is or what the pick was. You went with Al's brother. He picked it correctly, the Dallas Cowboys. This is the other option you could have taken yesterday.
So you want some help with your NFL picks, do you? Well, the Thursday nighter should be pretty cut and dry, and it should be for Al's brother, too. The New Orleans offense is absolutely ravaged by injury, and I know Dallas hasn't really been playing very well lately, but they're getting their best defensive player in DeMarcus Lawrence back from injury. CeeDee Lamb's in, Amari Cooper's in. This should be an easy pick. I'm taking Dallas to cover the spread, and Al's brother should be too.
Okay, Kara Wagland, she hits the winner. Hits the winner. So I love that because Kara knows, and the detail was there, as you can expect. And if Al's brother, God, I wish he was on New Orleans last night. It would have been so much better if he just played that and Kara hit a winner.
Well, no, because the guy on our right, his head would explode. Like, that hat would have blown right off your head. Hey, if Al's brother was on New Orleans and Kara just picked Dallas, like
right.
your head would have exploded.
It would have been the best material we've ever had, and that's why I desperately wanted
that. I think we just have to say great minds think alike.
Yes, they do. Yes, yeah, they do. Al's brother, Kara Wagner. I'm sure Kara loves that, being associated with Al's brother. But that'll be available to you again on Monday. We'll have someone else with a mystery pick, the exact same thing. A video will be shot. The audio will be there. And if you choose to take it, you can. You can activate that for the game on Monday night. So we'll get to that, obviously, on Monday. We've got our picks for the NFL, the Sunday games, coming up a little bit later this afternoon. Big games in the CFL on Sunday as well.
What the hell's going on here?
Like, this is CFL today.
Something else. Like, I
incredible.
Mean,
incredible. So Dave Naylor will join us in 5 minutes. We'll get more details from him. Pinball's coming up. Pinball Clemens, GM of the Argos, will join us at 6:30. So we will catch up with Pinball, who I have to believe, you talk about a guy's head exploding. He must have been going nuts this morning. Because if you're not familiar with this, McLeod Bethel Thompson, the starting quarterback for the Argos. The Argos are playing the Tabbies. They got Hamilton down at BMO on Sunday in the East Final with a chance to go back to Hamilton for the Grey Cup Final next week. And Bethel Thompson was at the Raptors game last night and did an interview with Kayla Gray, and Kayla was interviewing him about the East Final. And it was a promotional opportunity. Like, that's why he was down there, was to promote the fact that the game was on Sunday, try to sell some tickets, try to create some buzz. And it's a TSN partner. The game was on TSN last night. TSN clearly has the game on Sunday as well, the East Final. And it was an opportunity for the face of the Argos, the quarterback, the most important player, to get down there and speak. And it turns out that is a COVID protocol violation. And based on that, based on the rules this morning, now they have adjusted. We'll get to that in a moment. He should have been in quarantine for 4 days. It should have began today. He left practice. He wasn't even allowed to practice with the team today. And that would mean he would have gotten out on Monday or Tuesday, if my math is correct, which means the game's on Sunday. He misses the game. He wouldn't have been able to play. Clearly, the Argos got to Randy Ambrosi in the CFL and said, what the hell's going on here? We asked him to go. He's promoting the game.
Yeah.
We need him to play. He's the quarterback of the team.
But that's and the problem I have, Hayes. Who
they've
the hell decided – who decided they wanted him to go when they knew damn well he couldn't?
Wow.
Like, it's all one umbrella of the – it's MLSC. It's all the same stuff. How did somebody not know that this was a stupid idea? It's, well, as we say on this show, it's a borderline fireball offense.
But how do you put
yourself in that spot?
It's unfortunate, but you're right. Like,
it's not unfortunate, Noodles. It's stupid. It's stupid.
Well, Pinball,
yeah, you're breaking the rules.
You're breaking the rules. You're right, but you're also trying to sell – you know, the game, the product, everything. So it's a fine line. Obviously, there's an oversight. You know, that's, you know, a massive oversight. You can't, you know, there's no making excuse for that. But Pinball, I guarantee you, Pinball scissor kicked the door down and said, we're not losing our starting quarterback to this situation. Let's find a happy medium. He's going to have PCR tests. He's going to have a rapid test before
again, the
game.
So stupid. The theatrics here. What's the point? Like, if he got COVID last night at the game, knock on wood that he didn't. Again, it's fully vaccinated people in there.
Right.
I don't think it's showing up on a PCR test in the next 48 hours between now and kickoff on Sunday. Let's be honest here. This is theatrics. This is, we got to make it out as if we still kind of hang on to the rules here. I think this is a just decision by the CFL. So what they did was they decided to keep him away from the facilities, as you just referenced, Noodles.
Right.
He's got to be tested daily. Himself and three other teammates, I believe, were also there. I don't know what they were doing there because, you know, Bethel Thompson was going on TV to promote the game. I don't know what the other guys were doing. But they have to stay away from the facilities. They have to test negative multiple times. If so, they show up Sunday morning. They play on Sunday. I think this is a just decision by the CFL because, by all accounts, Bethel Thompson was persuaded to go to promote the game, right? And that is somewhat of an exclusively Argos story. You know, I don't think Austin Matthews is going to an Argos game to promote a big Leaf game, let's be honest. The Argos are in a different position. They're trying to sell tickets. They're trying to create a buzz. So you got to send the big dog out. The quarterback goes out. If he was persuaded to go there, the idea that he can't play because of that, to me, feels very unjust.
Right.
I also have to be consistent with the way I have always stood when it comes to decisions like this. I think this is a smart business decision by the CFL. It's their league. It's their rules. They're completely arbitrary rules, clearly. They're artificial rules. But it's their league. It's their rules. This is a business decision. You don't have to go to the court system to get this done. You don't have to show up at the House of Commons to plead with the ministers to allow you to happen. Yeah.
Why would
it's
you damage
your
own product? Why would you damage your own product and say, actually, you can't play on Sunday?
Exactly.
So we don't care if you have COVID or not.
Now, did somebody from Hamilton go, hold on a second here. I saw this guy on TSN last night.
If I'm in Hamilton, I'm furious right now.
Right,
if I'm in Hamilton, furthermore, if I'm any player in this league that has been fined, that has been told to go home, that has anything taken away from me based on these protocols that clearly the CFL knows is artificial and bogus because they're willing to bend them when they feel like they have to, I'm filing grievances, I'm calling lawyers, I'm going nuts. Because I don't care how the CFL tries to justify this, it's simple. We need this guy playing, and right. We're changing the rules. Period. End of story. And it's a business decision. It's their business. I think it's a smart play. But if I'm in Hamilton, I'm freaking out. If I'm even in Winnipeg or, you know, anywhere throughout the country where you might run into the Argos, if not this weekend, next weekend, I would be rattled. Let's bring in our TSN CFL insider, Dave Naylor. The Nail Gun broke this story earlier today and all hell broke loose online. So, Dave, clarify the Raptors game and how this all came about based on what your knowledge is. Was this the Argos persuading McLeod Bethel Thompson to go there and promote the game? How did this all come about, him being there, being on TSN, and being interviewed last night?
100%. This was an initiative of the club to generate publicity for Sunday's game, which I guess you could say they have.
Yeah.
Successfully.
Big time.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, and you could even make the argument that with a, you know, 3 days away from the East Division final, you know, cases are up. Maybe your quarterback shouldn't be out in a big public event anyway. But the fact is the decision was made that he would go. There were four other players that went as well. And, of course, you know, McLeod Bethel Thompson got the prominence. He was on the jumbo screen in the arena. And, of course, he was live being interviewed on television, on TSN. I saw that, and I didn't jar to it. Like, when I saw it, like, I didn't flinch at all. It was only this morning when I saw what some of the Ticats guys were saying on social media that all of a sudden, like, it clicked, right? And so I think this is part of this world where, you know, we're kind of partway back to normal, right? We're not in December of 2020. We're in December of 2021. There's a lot of stuff. It happens to me. I go running around errands. I go to a store, and I realize I didn't bring a mask because I started to feel normal. So, look, I think there have probably been lots of CFL players that have attended stuff. And if you look at what the rule actually says, it says you're not allowed to attend large gatherings like concerts or sporting events. Most players, if they did go to a concert or a sporting event, probably didn't end up live on TSN. That's the difference here, right? But that said, to what you guys were saying, you know, the Ticats have a player who got on a flight during a bye week and missed a week. You know, that was the rule. He broke it.
I'd be freaking out.
Right.
There's a guy in Ottawa who wasn't dressed for the game and sat in the stands at his own team's game, violated the protocol, had to go isolate for a week, or I believe 4 days, missed a week of practice. So, you know, there is precedent for this. The explanation from the league about why a guy in September got 4 days of protocol and McLeod Bethel Thompson is getting two and the others is as follows, that part of the medical committee looks at what is the state of the virus, the vaccination rate in the CFL community. And because the vaccination rates on most teams, like 99% now, any coaches that weren't vaccinated, at least on some teams, are no longer around, that's the rationale they're using to give him two games when in September, you know, a guy got four. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could also argue and say, didn't Ontario go over 1,000 cases a day for the first time in, like, forever today? Like, it's
absolutely.
Not,
yeah, it did.
It's not exactly a waning virus right now. So, yeah.
Nails, what I want to know is, like, the dumb factor here. How is this guy going to the game, MLSE, it's all under the same umbrella, he knows he can't go, or somebody should know, and yet he still went. I mean, this is going through channels of PR people, blah, 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 and this guy's still at the basketball game. I just find it bizarre.
It's one of those situations where you kind of think, didn't somebody go, hold on a
yes.
second, right? Like, there's five of them there, right? Not one. And obviously staff that would have had to accompany them, somebody had to come up with the idea. I'm sure it had to be brought up in a meeting. You know, you can think of any number of ways that somebody would have said, hey, hold on here a second. And look, is this policy outdated? I think you could argue that, you know, look, the league came up with all these policies back in, you know, May, June, July, right? And here we are in December. Now, one of the things I was told by the league along the way is, you know, we may change some stuff, and they have relaxed some stuff during the season, but it's not as easy as hitting a button. Like, you've got six provinces, six medical officers, you've got the Players Association, and you got 19. And you got to get them all, you know, in mid-stride to sign off on that. So it's not necessarily an easy thing to do, but somebody pointed out on Twitter that there is kind of like a doublespeak here, right? Like, in one breath, the CFL is saying, hey, come to our games, it's safe. But if any of their players go to games of other sports, that's not safe, right? Like, what is it?
I wish they could just be on it. Go ahead, Noodles. I mean,
Brandon Banks on Twitter is the guy who's pointing it out. I mean, you know, how do they feel? I mean, are these guys losing their mind? Like, I'm not going to read exactly what he said because there's some swear words in there, but he's like, I wanted to go to the game. I can't. All of a sudden, this guy's going, you know, like, where is the middle ground here?
Well, I'm sure. And when Washington comes to town, he'd really be upset because he's boyhood friends with John Wall. He probably gets free tickets to courtside. He can't go to the game. So,
right.
There are a number of people in Ticat land today, you know, and not just the players that aren't happy about this. But it's true. You think the Raptors season is a quarter done. I'm sure there are players, and you know, I mentioned Banks specifically has a very good friend who is an NBA star, that have wanted to go to games and haven't been able to do it, right? And that's where this gets kind of, you know, wait a second here, right? If we just come through 16 weeks of the regular season and 2 weeks of the playoffs and we all been doing what we're supposed to be doing and these guys didn't, look, I think ultimately, as Brian said off the top, the league is looking at this and saying, we don't want the East Division final played with McLeod Bethel-Thompson healthy and a danger to no one sitting on his couch at home. Right? That's a horrible look for the league, for the Argos, but this is not a great look either, because there's certainly grounds to say rules are rules. And like, here's one to think of this one now. Okay. Next week we have Grey Cup week in Hamilton. Now, it's not going to be the Grey Cup week that we're used to with, you know, hell's a popping every night and huge parties. It's going to be a scaled down version. But what happens if players are seen out at some of those events? Large events that they attend are, how do you sit a guy down for the Grey Cup if that happens after this week? So, you know, we're not done with this thing either.
No, we're not. We're chatting with Dave Naylor, our TSN CFL insider. Again, McLeod Bethel-Thompson, who was at the Raptors game last night and was interviewed on TSN promoting the game, and by all accounts was, according to the reporting of Dave Naylor and others, that he was asked to do it, persuaded to do it by the Argos to go promote the game, sell tickets, create buzz, get people to watch. And as a result, him being there last night, it's against protocols, or it was as of this morning. He should have been quarantining for 4 days, which means he would have missed the game. The CFL has decided to change their ruling, and he will, in fact, be able to play on Sunday, which I think is just. I think it's a justified ruling for the player, certainly. And as I said prior to having you on, Dave, it's a business decision, and it's the right one. It's their league. It's I don't know how you explain it to everyone else. And you make a great point. Like, if players are going to party their heads off in Hamilton next week, you can't tell them they can't go to the game or play. Like, you might as well just throw out the COVID rule book. Like, if I'm Randy Ambrosi, I'm basically like, I don't care. Like, we made it this far, we're done. Because you've clearly, regardless of the most ridiculous explanation, you've clearly decided the COVID rules are bogus from here on out. Like, they are. Like, that's basically what happened here. And McLeod's going to play on Sunday. Like, there's no other explanation.
I think they clearly tried to find a way so that he could play, right?
Yes.
And look, I have I have really great empathy for McLeod Bethel-Thompson.
Absolutely.
That, like, I'm sure he's focused on one thing and one thing only, Sunday, right? And his team, usually when your employer asks you to do something, you don't ask a bunch of questions, you just do it, right? Which is what he did. And it's funny, you know, like, this is a guy – McLeod Bethel-Thompson is a lifer, right? There's a picture that was going around on social media this week of San Francisco 49ers camp in 2011. And the four quarterbacks are Alex Smith, Colin Kaepernick, Jeremiah Mazzoli, and McLeod Bethel-Thompson. The two quarterbacks who are going to play this weekend, right?
Right.
And he played in the United League. He went to six more stops after the Niners in the NFL. This guy was seven places in the NFL and never played a down of regular season. Like, played in the UFL, and he's done his time in the CFL. So here he's like getting the opportunity, you know, to lead his team to the Grey Cup, and this happens just on a pure human level for him. I'm glad that he's not going to be at home on Sunday.
Nails, it seems like there's no way someone could have done this on purpose, but this all is going to turn out into a positive as far as publicity for the game, the sport in Toronto. I mean, they got to be somewhat happy about that, don't they? It's really brought attention to the CFL, this game on Sunday. I mean, that's what's happened here.
Watch him go off. Watch 400 yards in the air, four touchdowns. Like, if
you could somehow have designed this, Hayes, and said, look, we're going to do this scam, and we're going to send this guy to the game, and it's going to bring tons of attention, it would be masterful. But, Nails, you got to admit, it's brought a lot of attention to the CFL and the game on Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, my Twitter this morning was insane. Like, it was one of those days where you put down your phone for 30 seconds, and you pick it up, and, like, it's just exploded during the time you put it down. I just got off with CP24. You know, I'm taping SportsCenter as soon as I get done with you guys. Yeah, inadvertently, in that kind of really, you know, chaotic way, they backed into something that probably is good for the game on Sunday. Absolutely, Al.
Man, people in Hamilton, they already hate being in the shadow of Toronto to begin with.
You know the Tat Man was waiting in his underpants.
Because the game's in Hamilton next week. The Grey Cup is in Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And right. Well, if the Ticats lose because Bethel Thompson has the game of his career, they're going to have to leave the province somehow. It's going to happen.
And you know, Brian, like on this end of that rivalry, right, we know it's not heated, that everybody in Toronto doesn't walk around with foam in their mouth about the Ticats in Sunday's game. But when you go to Hamilton, like, you know, 45 minutes down the road from BMO Field, it's a different world. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you walk I've seen people at, you know, Argo Ticat games wearing Argo jerseys and the abuse they take and the fans and all. Like, you're right. It's easy to look at this and say, well, you know, the rivalry of the Argos Ticats, this rivalry is way, 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 you know, more alive in the other direction. And so you're right. This is going to piss off people.
They're going to go nuts.
And you cannot imagine.
I love it. I love it. It is so intriguing now. And really, it's the best sales pitch you could ever have. McLeod Bethel Thompson, he's a genius. He's selling tickets. The ratings are going to be through the roof.
My understanding is there was barely any tickets to sell anyway. So I was checking it out last night. Like, it's full house, correct, Nail Gun?
Yeah, they're certainly opening up like more seats and sections all the time. So yeah, it hopefully they get there by Sunday. But either way, it's going to look good. Yeah,
yes.
It's going to be
there
a good healthy crowd.
There you go. Well, let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to it on Sunday. It's going to be a fun game, and of course you can see it on TSN. And then we get the West Final right after that in Winnipeg. So keep busy, buddy. We appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for doing this.
My pleasure, guys. Have a good show.
There's our buddy Dave Naylor at TSN. Football and CFL insider.
Man, he comes in with the heat. Like, he's been on this show for some significant things. Obviously, your one soundbite, Hayes. He's the Sean Burke flush.
That's right. Yep. He was there doing it with me with the They Did It Naylor.
Naylor.
Yeah, there you go. They Did It Naylor, the Sean Burke flush.
Do you like that quote?
I hate it with a passion.
Naylor!
If I get rid of one thing ever said on the station, it would be that. It's just the – but it was pure exuberance, I'll say that.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. Like,
yes, they
won
did.
A lot.
It was a tank, dude. They tried to tank. That was the whole plan. It was
play it again.
Tank.
Play it.
Don't you remember the context of it?
They did it, Naylor.
I was at Real Sports with Andy Petrillo. Like, they had us on site, and you were on the radio back – I think we were doing TV, you were doing radio, and –
He was on the radio with Nails. I was on the panel with James Bob and Mark Crawford, and you were at Real Sports with Andy.
I was at Real Sports, and I was just itching. I had a buddy in town. I was just itching. There were people enjoying themselves. I was itching for a vodka, and I'm like, I got to wait for the ball to drop. And they almost – isn't there something crazy that they almost missed it too?
Dude, I got to tell you, Noodles,
and
nobody would have cared if I'm there or not. But if they didn't hit on Marner and got Austin Matthews, I don't know if I could have done the job. Like going through like a 7-year, like you warned us that this could be a 7-8 years before they get it right. I couldn't have done this job talking about that like garbage every day.
Well, I couldn't have done it, man.
I would have quit.
Let's say they take Dylan Strome and Patrick Laine instead. So Strome went third instead of Marner. Let's say Arizona takes Marner. Strome is there at four. The Leafs take him. And the Leafs decide, for whatever reason, we're taking Laine. He had such a great World Junior. And we have Strome coming. There's our number one center, so we'll take Laine. How different this team would be.
Yeah,
dude,
I'm telling you.
He's so different.
I love Strome. He's a great kid, great family. But it's a world of difference what the hell's going on right now.
He needs an opportunity somewhere else. Like, it's not working out for him. Like, apparently he's on the block, been a healthy scratch. Like, you know, he might need a change of scenery to try
get him up here.
Get going. I mean,
get him up here. Get him to the Argo game on Sunday. There's a start.
Exactly.
This McLeod Bethel Thompson story.
It's an unbelievable story.
The angle in Hamilton. We got to get someone on from Hamilton. That's just going to yell and scream. Yeah, but Taddy's too professional. Taddy won't do it. Taddy will hold back his emotion. We need a lunatic.
If you're a hardcore Ticats fan and you're pissed, send us a tweet at Hayes TSN.
That's what I need, more CFL fans getting after me. Yeah. All right, Pinball Clemens is coming up in a couple of hours. We'll catch up with Pinball. I'm sure his day has been festive. I think that's probably appropriate. So we'll catch up with him. Our buddy Matt Devlin's coming up. Al's brother will be in for more picks. We got a lot cooking today. Mike Johnson, the Leafs are back in action in Minnesota tomorrow and then at Winnipeg on Sunday. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
They did it, Naylor!
All right, our buddy Matt Devlin will join us here in a moment. Raps with a big win. Man, they got hooked up, though, before the game. Giannis not playing. It was basically Milwaukee saying back-to-back, no Giannis. Take it. And the Raptors, they did everything they could to keep Milwaukee in that game. And late in that game, it got real close to getting away from them. But they needed that win. They got that win.
I heard Carlo bitching that Giannis didn't play. It's like, it was the same a couple of years ago when load management was starting. LeBron would just, like, stay home and not go to – he didn't go to Memphis, actually. It was a game in Memphis, and LeBron was like, no, thanks. They don't care. They don't care about this market, nor should they.
But, I don't even know if it's about the market. It's a back-to-back. I think they probably felt they could beat the Raptors even without him, and they almost did.
That's exactly what happened. They were like, we don't even need you tonight.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly. They probably thought they could sneak one out. And we, of all fan bases in all cities, cannot snap on others for load management. Kawhi, how many times did Kawhi just say, I'm not playing?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. You don't think other fan bases wanted to see Kawhi Leonard play? He didn't play in L.A., I believe. I'm not sure he played either game, Lakers or Clippers, in L.A. So, big market.
I got to come up with an excuse for load management where I can only do, like, certain amount. I got to think.
We're already doing the show from home. You're in a Bieber outfit to begin with.
What are you talking about? Are you jealous because I look like Bieber and you don't?
Tim Bieber.
Tim Biebs. Tim Biebs. They're actually pretty good. I've had a couple.
I haven't yet, but I'm.
I'll give Tim Hortons credit, man. That marketing campaign, they're going to make a fortune on that. I'm sure they're paying him a lot of money. They have to be. Tim Biebs. All right, here's our buddy Matt Devlin.
I'm a loser.
Look at you right now. How am I a loser?
Dude, it's Casual Friday. Who cares?
We got a
professional guest on. Don't get into this. Let's go.
No, I think he'd probably want to hear that too because I like the Tim Biebs, Timbits. That means I'm a loser. Is that what you're telling me?
Jennifer Hedger says they're now called Bieber Balls.
Okay. Here's Matt Devlin. Matty, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, Biebs. It's all about the O-Biebs now.
That's right. They're pretty good. I'll give them credit, man. Bieber knows what's up, although he had nothing to do with any of it, clearly. He just put his name on it. But what did you make of – we were talking about Giannis and load management, and I think based on Kawhi and the success of the Raptors had, I don't think Raptor fans can complain. Like, if you bought a ticket and you wanted to go see Giannis last night, who are we to complain about that considering what we got away with a few years ago?
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, two different scenarios, right? You know, number one, with Kawhi, you know, there was a condition in his knee. It was scientifically based, the load management, you know, through the Alex McKechnie, the vice president of sports science. So, you know, there was an actual thought behind that process. You know, this with Giannis, it is unfortunate in the sense that, It's the second night of a back-to-back. So many people did come to see him. I will give Giannis credit for this, though. At the end of the game, you know, there was a large contingent of Greek fans there, and he met with them after the game, which really said a lot, right by the Milwaukee Bucks bench, and he took pictures and signed some autographs. And so from that standpoint, you know, that was great. But it is unfortunate. Jack Armstrong mentioned maybe if you're going to rest a player, do you rest them at home, right, the front end of a back-to-back. But I think to your point earlier, Hazy, you know, you look at the schedule. They had Charlotte. Charlotte was playing well, and they probably figured with a depleted, you know, Raptor team with the injuries that they've had that maybe they could rest Giannis and still get away with the W.
That's what I was going to ask you about, Matty. It kind of signifies where the Raps are at. Like, if they were still a top team and Kawhi was here, championship mode, I don't think Giannis misses this game. It's just kind of one of those things where it's like this team's not great right now. So it's like if you're going to take one off, make it tonight.
Yeah, look, it's a team and you know, a team that I felt was going to be a 500 team. And that's when healthy, right? And it's also a team, and it hasn't been talked about much. You know, it's the youngest team in the NBA with respect to fewest games played in the NBA. And so I was talking to Fred VanVleet yesterday, and you see this on a daily basis. He goes, I'm a player, coach, and parent out there, right? And you do see that. These are new roles that players are taking on, you know, specifically Fred, as well as Pascal. And unfortunately, OG, you know, has been out now for the last 2.5, 3 weeks. So to your point, if this was a different situation where the team is completely healthy, you have a full roster, you know, maybe then they look at it different. Because Milwaukee, you know, they had some injury issues as well. Middleton coming back, they've only played 10 games with Holiday, Middleton, and Giannis together, and they've been tremendous. So, yeah, I think that they would look at it differently.
With Matt Devlin, the voice of the Raptors again with a win last night over Milwaukee, back in action this weekend, Washington in town. And, you know, the injuries, the OG Anunoby injury, when he first went out with the hip pointer, Nick Nurse came out, and Nick was pretty honest. He said it could take a while, and then it felt like he was kind of on the verge of a return, and then it's played out the way you would expect with a hip pointer. Noodles, you talked about this. You have them a couple times in your career. Like, they really linger, and they are a lot more painful than it sounds. What are you hearing on OG, and when he comes back, could we be talking load management with Anunoby for the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's, you know, I talked to OG when it initially happened, and he talked about how it happened in practice coming around a screen. And then, you know, it's just something that I think, to your point, and obviously Noodles and O-Dog would have, you know, knowledge of this. You know, it's one of those situations where I'm leaving you out of this one, AZ. You know,
I come around screens. What are you talking about?
And at the YMCA, you know, throwing elbows.
Right.
But, you know, I think that it's, you know, it's one of those things that lingers. And now all of a sudden, do you, you know, take care of it now? Or is this something that you're going to be managing for a long time? And it's unfortunate because the last game he played was, you know, mid-November in Portland, had 29 points. He was playing at a high level, and the Raptors miss him. And so, you know, we see him there, you know, obviously treatment, getting all that done, but there doesn't appear to be, at least, any sense of when he's going to come back. And I think there was a sense that, okay, maybe. And then all of a sudden it was, all right, you know, we're going to kind of pump the brakes on this a little bit. And so we'll wait and see.
Matty, I want to ask you about Pascal Siakam. You have basically the best seat in the house. You're sitting right there. And a few years back, he kind of took the city by storm, the league. I believe he started the All-Star game. And I think we all could agree he was dominant. And he was injured to start the year. How far away from that level do you believe that he is right now?
That's a great question. I don't think that he's that far away. I think we're starting to see some of what made Pascal an elite level player. And that is, at the end of the day, he's starting to get back to his spots on the floor where he's extremely productive, right? We're seeing him with the spin move down low in the right block. We're seeing him operate from the left block with the fadeaway over top, taking advantage of different mismatches, you know, whether or not he's reacting, going, you know, to the bucket with speed, with his quickness. So to me, he's right there on the verge. It's, you know, 11 games in, 12 games in now from the shoulder surgery. You think back to where he was playing elite level basketball at the time of the stoppage of the pandemic. We all know, right, what happened in the bubble. We all understand last year, Tampa, just, you know, it's taken a little bit of time, but, you know, those numbers, even from last year, everything was there at a high level except for that three ball, right? His three-point shooting, and he's shooting the three at a better rate now, so that's a positive. And then, you know, let's not forget, on the championship run, he was a number two option, right? And so, you know, here he is in a newer role where, you know, you are becoming, you know, more of that 1-1A. And then you also now are working in, you know, Scotty Barnes, and Pascal's passing game is there. So I think we're right there on the cusp of it, O-Dog. And what does that mean? That means, you know, you're going to be seeing it here over the course of the next 6-7 games. And then also from a defensive standpoint, because to me, you know, that's really for him that next step.
I hope so, Matty, because when that guy was on a couple of years ago, it was like, I always talk about the SportsCenter lead, and like this guy was basically leading SportsCenter with his performances, the dynamic play, slashing, whatever. It was fun to watch, and I hope he gets back to that.
Yeah, I think he will be, and I think he has shown that. And you know, you come back from an injury, obviously, you know, I think all of what he went through last year, you know, and everyone, you know, it must have affected him, right? You know, and you know, he's talked recently about, you know, I just worry about what my teammates and coach and what Masai think. And so, you know, that's a lot that he's gone through. And I, you know, he's 27 years of age in his sixth year. And I think he's close. I think he's close to getting back. This game, there are franchise players and then there are your franchise players, right? And the Raptors were able to get Kawhi Leonard, a difference maker, right? And then you take on these secondary roles around, you know, that player, whether that was Kyle, Marc Gasol, whether that was Serge Ibaka, and it all clicked, right? And then you have a player like Pascal Siakam and Fred VanVleet coming off of the bench, and you're seeing this great emergence of all these players in the development model that the Raptors have. And so, you know, here you are with this team right now that is extremely young. Scotty Barnes, night in and night out, you look at him and he's got it. And he's 20 years of age. And so to me, you know, this is going to be really interesting to watch him continually develop. And as the season goes on, it'll become more and more of a focal point.
With Matt Devlin, so when the Raptors were in Memphis a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that was your home team. You were calling their games back in the early 2000s, the Hubie Brown era, Jerry West, your boys, or your former boys, man, did they put on a clinic last night. They beat Oklahoma City by 73 points.
Jesus.
No one in NBA history has won by 70. Yeah. They won by 73. Yeah. I'm curious, Matty, if you were calling that game as the home broadcaster for the Memphis Grizzlies, are you still going nuts when they're up 50, 60, 70? Like, what? Put yourself in those shoes. Put the mic on. What are you doing?
You gotta enjoy those moments. They don't happen. Come on, that happened one time in the history of this league. So, absolutely. You know,
70.
Do you run out of cities from downtown? You would run out of cities.
How many in Tennessee?
Downtown Collierville.
Right.
I never even used that in Memphis. Maybe I should have, but all the way from Knoxville. You know,
absolutely.
So, Nash Vegas. You know, so you know what? It's actually, you know, you think about the Grizzlies, and they came in here without Ja Morant, right? And it's a team that does have some confidence, and they have some other players, and they're building. But last night, whoa. And here's – and I mentioned this earlier. Oklahoma City, they have more NBA experience collectively on the roster than the Toronto Raptors. Think about that, right? Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma City is going through a total, complete rebuild, and they have a point guard that is beyond special in Shai. I mean, he is beyond special. He is, you know, next level, right? So for them to do that, you know, was impressive, you know?
Absolutely.
Memphis,
yeah.
Homa, Elvis, Barbecue, and the Blues.
There you go.
Yes.
At 73-point wins in the NBA. Add that to you know, the history.
Yeah.
All right, Matty. Well, enjoy your weekend, buddy. We always appreciate you finding time for us. We'll do it again down the road.
I look forward to it. And all O-Dog is missing is some of those Elvis Presley sunglasses.
Yes.
That would complete that outfit, man.
I love that.
Complete the look.
Matty, I just want to ask you before you hang up. Do I look like Bieber? Do I look similar?
I you know, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought that it was Beeb sitting there.
There you go.
I love you,
yeah,
brother.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Matty D.
Thank you, Matt.
But it looks like you. It looks like you.
That's enough, Matty D. We've heard enough. Thank you. That's enough, Matty D.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, so you're saying I've had too many Bieber bites? Is that?
Dog.
Oh yeah, we got a we got bad reception here, Matty D.
Thank you, buddy. There's Matt Devlin, the voice of the Raptors. Yeah.
Guess how that transaction ends up in OKC, Hazy.
Well, everyone gets blown out?
No, just the special talent he was talking about. Shai just says, check, please. I'm
oh, yeah. Gilgeous Alexander. Like, that's.
See you later.
Yeah. That's. Like, you imagine losing to. And Memphis is not a very good team. Like, Memphis is. They're not going to make the playoffs. They might be a wild card team. Maybe. And as Matty said, Ja Morant's not even playing.
They're Memphis.
They're Memphis.
There's nothing to even say after that. There's no like coming to Jesus meeting. There's no players only. It's just get on the damn bus and get the hell out of there.
Right. NBA history lost by 73. And again, if you're calling that game, I don't know what you're saying on either side of the aisle. Like, how are you keeping the energy up? You're just watching this. You'd be amazed. You'd be in awe.
What I think about is just
crazy.
I think about casual conversations playing in the league and Noodles. I'm sure we've done it a million times.
Right.
Like, you just sit at a bar in a city and have dinner or something, and somebody's like, oh, what are you in town for? Oh, I just played the Rangers or something. Oh, did you win? Yeah, we won 4-2. Imagine a guy, a random guy, and you're like, nah, we lost by 73.
Yeah, had ourselves a tough night. Couldn't get going. Couldn't get the outshot.
What are you here for? I had a basketball game. How'd it go? Well, we lost by 73, but other than that, we were firing on all cylinders.
See, those games... You know, again, it's new world. I don't advocate for it, but those games, if you're down 10-0 after the first or the second period, like it'll turn into a bloodbath. Like somebody would do something to be, you know, you don't just roll it through. Like,
well, that's on Oklahoma City. Just yeah,
they gave
defend
up.
Or
that's
do
it.
Yeah, clearly they quit. You don't lose that badly unless you quit. Clearly,
right.
Mike Johnson will join us, our TSN hockey analyst, in about 15 minutes. Our picks for Sunday as well. Pinball Clemens still to come. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4. All right, Mike Johnson, our TSN hockey analyst, will join us in about 10 minutes. Jeff Gorton, the new VP of hockey ops in Montreal, speaking with the media today. And trying the French, giving it a shot, right?
Yeah, respectful.
Absolutely. You know, that's what I always was told growing up. You go to Quebec, you know, before you say parlez-vous en français, try to speak a little bit of French and... I think that's being respectful. I like that. Shout out to
Probably earned some major points just for the attempt.
Yeah.
I agree. I think you go there, you try. He was very clear with his plan, and you know, I mean, he's playing with house money right now because you just go in and you got nothing but time the rest of this year. They're not going to go anywhere this year. You know, Anderson gets hurt last night. Petrie's not even on the trip. It looks like they'll just kind of
they're tanking now.
Yeah, let the kids play, and you'll see
two jobs going forward: tank and do a. Dignified tank if you can, coming down the stretch, and probably learn French on the side when you're bored of trading people. Yeah. There you go. Job done.
But yeah. He's a very articulate guy. Very interesting listening to his situation today.
Well, we'll come back and get into it a little bit more. What he had to say about Dominic Ducharme, the head coach, what he's looking for in a GM, where Carey Price falls in all of this and his contract and his future in Montreal, and the Leafs with a double shot this weekend at Mini tomorrow at Winnipeg on Sunday. So that more coming up in hour two. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.
This hour of the Overdrive podcast was brought to you by Felix. Erectile dysfunction treatment online. Felix can connect you to a doctor to assess ED and, if applicable, deliver treatment to your door. Visit felix.ca.